Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest of the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com to learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events. Visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today. I got my friend Steve with us from Landmark Mortgage. Can I talk a little bit about the mortgage market today? Hey, Steven, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So why don't we just start at the beginning? Give us a little bit of an overview about yourself and Landmark Mortgage.
Okay, so on a personal level, I reside in New Hampshire, married. I have three children, two grandchildren. Professionally, I work for Landmark Mortgage as a loan officer. I've been a loan officer for the past 15 years. Landmark Mortgage is a broker, and I am licensed in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island.
So, Stephen, one of the things I hear a lot is the term broker. Is there a difference between a broker, a bank, and a lender? Is it all the same, or what's it mean when you say that?
Okay, so a broker does not work for a particular bank or lender. We work on behalf of the client, and basically what we do is we research and find the best programs and products available to suit the client's particular needs. So as opposed to a bank or a direct lender, they only have access to their own products, and that's all they can offer. We have multiple lenders to choose from, and offer a wider variety of products.
So now that sounds like it would be an advantage to your clients that you can shop this and get the best deal, best rate, best product for them, right?
That's correct. I mean, product variety and availability is the big advantage. So basically we have a number of lenders that we work with, each with their own product niche for the type of customer that they serve. So, for example, if I ever borrow with a credit score challenge, I work with several lenders that specialize in that area. So I might direct their loan, to that type of lender. We also have lenders, for example, that for those borrowers that don't have a lot of money or any money to put down, we have lenders that will do down payment grants. And, for the A-grade borrower, we also have lenders with razor-sharp rates and terms. So in most cases, we can offer – in most cases, we can offer lower rates than the banks of direct lenders. We do a lot of loan volume with our lenders, and in return, we receive discounted rates, and we pass those on to the consumer. So so they'll find very favorable rates with us as well.
Nice. So walk me through, what's a typical day for you? What are your day-to-day responsibilities?
Let me see. So a lot of time I'm speaking with clients and offering consultation and advice. I'm taking loan applications as well. And a good part of my day, I am working with my current clients who have loans in the system to get them to the closing table ASAP.
That really helps and stuff. So now you must get this question all the time. Why should I work with you? I mean, there's other people out there that do what you do. What's the advantage of you over someone else?
I've been in this business for 15 years, and I've worked with a lot of different loan offices. I worked beside them, and many of them will take an application and then hand off the loan to the processing department and move on to the next mortgage or the next loan. I do most of my processing myself, and I guide my clients throughout the whole loan process. And the reason I do that is I just want to stay involved with my clients and guide them. It makes them feel at ease, and I think it works better for them that way. So I personally get involved throughout the entire transaction. In addition, during the process, I'll also work with my clients to save them additional money. For example, I worked with a client who closed their loan yesterday, and during that process, I worked with them to improve their credit score. long and short of it, the result was that they saved an additional $2,000 in closing costs by getting a credit from their lender, from our lender that we were working with, just by increasing their credit score from 652 to 654. So I am very much involved in the loan process, and I'm there to see my client through the whole thing.
That really does make a big difference. So I see that as one of the issues lately. A lot of people are concerned about their credit. You know, we've gone through some tough times over the last few years, a lot of job loss. So what are the types of things you're seeing as being some of the biggest challenges in the mortgage business now?
I think getting the word out. I mean, there are so many great products, and there's so many great products that people aren't aware of. And so many people think that then they don't qualify for a mortgage that actually do. So it's about getting the word out and explaining the advantages of home ownership and just offering them options so they at least, there's a lot of people who think they just have to rent, and that's not the case. So that's what my biggest challenge is, getting the word out to as many people as possible.
Well, I agree with that, because I find there's a lot of people who still think you need to put 20% down like you did many years ago. That's not the case, right?
It's definitely not the case, Kevin. I mean, like I was saying earlier, we actually have lenders that will offer down payment grants. And if you want to use your own money down, you could do as little as 3%, even 1% down with some lenders and some products. So, we have that availability to these different lenders as a broker. So you don't need great credit. You don't need a ton of money down. People need to know that. It's out there for them.
Yeah, I see.
And they just, yeah.
I see that, you know, people just have the, you know, maybe misconception that, you know, mortgage, you know, to get a mortgage, you have to have ideal credit or, you know, I see a lot of people who are paying rents of $2,000 a month, and it's like, you could probably get into a nice home for that payment. So that's something people should consider, like where their rent is versus what it would, the cost would be to own a home, right?
Hey, absolutely, Kevin. And, you know, another big thing that I tell people with is is on a multifamily home. So they can actually, on a multifamily home, they're collecting rent from another party who's occupying the other unit, and they're actually paying less rent or less than a mortgage payment than they were paying rent at their previous place. They're saving hundreds a month. And at the same time, they're accumulating, wealth and equity through home ownership and also realizing the tax advantages, with the tax deductible interest. So, and like I said, you know, you don't need a great credit score. The thing about the multifamily is even if you don't make a lot of money at your job, or what you may not consider to be enough money at your job, well, you can use that rental income. So that actually gives you extra income that you can use on the mortgage application. So the multifamily home is a great way to go for many people.
Yeah, definitely makes sense. So what's the most satisfying part of your job?
That's easy. It's when the client closes on their homes, especially the first-time home buyers. To many of them, it's just a dream come true, and you just see the smile in their faces and the excitement, and they're just so happy, and it's a good moment, and that is the most satisfying part of my job.
So outside of work, what are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Me and my wife, we have horses, so we do horseback riding. We like hiking. We live out in the country. I enjoy the football season, so go Patriots. I also, outside of work, I also serve on the Community Service Committee for the Greater Manchester National Board of Realtors. And throughout the year, we hold events and raise money for those people in our, you know, who live in our community that are in need, you know, homeless, maybe some people with addiction issues, things like that. So that's, I also spent some time, a little bit of time doing that as well.
So how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
They can email me. They can call me. If you like, my phone number is, my cell number is 978-505-0245. And my email address is srobidoux@lendmarkloans.com.
Awesome. Steve, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and look forward to talking to you later.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye now.
Bye.